I transcribed the letter slowly, the flowing handwritten script difficult to decipher. It opens with the words, "My own darling girl," and I feel like a trespasser. The date is February 24th, 1915. Both writer and recipient have long since passed away, but something about the letter's tone feels private. The header reads, "In the train, somewhere in Staffordshire." The author, a newly trained soldier in the 4th Battalion of the Black Watch, is on his way to the front lines in France, unsure when or if he will return. Each letter becomes a piece of himself, left behind for his new fiancée. They will marry in September 1915, during his week-long leave from France, a war wedding. The honeymoon lasts 3 days. Then it's back to the trenches. A half dozen of these letters wait to be transcribed. An exposure of sorts. I enjoy the work, glimpsing into this soldier's life a century after the Great War began. The letters speak of uncertainty and of a great love for his own darling wife.